The reading is taken from the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 16, beginning at verse 1. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" And when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe, sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." And so they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Ruth. Sonia, I do have a PowerPoint, I think, for this talk as well, so hopefully your next click should go onto that. Fantastic. There's no greater day to speak and to talk than Easter Day. It is the most important day for us as Christians. Yes, Christmas is vitally important because obviously Jesus had to be born. But Easter Day, Easter, Holy Week, that's what it's all about. This is what it is for us as Christians. Today is the best day. And I want to thank everyone who's worked really hard to help today take place. And there's been lots of people who've been in the church busy working away, making the flowers and the Easter garden. So thank you to all those who've been working away and spending hours doing that. Huge thanks to you. But today, as we think about Easter, I just need one or two people to help me with my talk. Well, two, actually. I need two volunteers. Anyone going to help me? Anyone want to? Okay, good. You come out, young man. Well done. There's one. I need one more. One more. It might need to be a bit bigger. Come on then, you come. You come to the front. Yeah, you, yeah, that's right. Good lad. Right, come and stand at the front here with me. Now, next slide please, Sonia. So, Easter is all part of God's perfect plan. God's perfect plan of salvation. Now, it might have seemed that actually it all gone wrong, because Good Friday, Jesus died on the cross, and we might have thought that's it. Jesus, the Savior, dead, defeated. Now, obviously, we know in hindsight, we know we've got the benefit of Scripture and everything, so we know what happened. But in those days, when it happened, when Jesus was crucified, they would have thought, oh, that's it. What are we going to do? But it was all part of God's perfect plan of salvation. Now, next slide, please, Sonia. You see, God created a perfect world. It was absolutely perfect. In the book of Genesis, we read that God made things and it was good. In other words, it was perfect. It was what God wanted it. So I've got a nice white brick that represents good, perfect. It's not blemished at all. It's lovely. It's perfect. God made a perfect world. Do you want to hold that for me? Good lad. Next slide, please, Sonia. Now, the problem is, if you read the book of Genesis, we know Adam and Eve, and sin came into the world. Now, obviously, it was Eve that took the apple, so I blame women. Don't really. Eve took the apple. They both partaked in that. And we know that sin came into the world. And we live in a world that is decaying, a world that is rotten. And we know that. We see things in this world that are not good, that are not right. And that is the actual problem. Sin brings decay. It brings death to what once was good. Right, that's sin. It's black. It's yucky. It's not nice. It's the complete opposite of that. It's the complete opposite of good. There's sin. Next slide, please, Sonia. So, what is sin? We've already said, haven't we? Sin is the things that we do wrong. It's the rubbish in our lives. It's the things that we carry around with us. When we say things, when we do things, when we deliberately No, what we're doing is wrong. That's sin. And we carry these things with us. We feel guilty sometimes because of the sins that we carry with us. And it weighs us down. And that doesn't make us feel any good. In fact, that makes us feel even worse. And sometimes we go looking to try and do other things to make us feel better. And actually, it just gets us tied in knots. And the problem is, we're not perfect. See, God made us in His image. He made us in His image. And yet, sin has taken a hold of us. And so we're a bit of a mix. So we're this grey colour. You mix black and white together, you get grey. We're grey. We are sinful people. And yet we're made in God's image. And that leads to massive problems. Boys, I need you just to come and give me a hand, just around this table. Now, I've done this once before and it's gone pear-shaped, so let's see if we can get it right today. So the problem with sin is, as I've said, you just stand either side. One this side, one that side. The problem with sin is we can't help ourselves. And we end up falling into sin. And what we try to do, we try to sort ourselves out of that. And we try and do things. And what that can actually do is it ties us in knots. Sin ties us in knots. And we're caught up in it. And that leads to a massive problem. Because on one side, we've got God. God who is perfect. God who is pure. God who is holy. Just hold those, thank you. And on the other side, we've got ourselves. And we are made in God's image, but we're sinful creatures. We're not holy anymore, and we're not pure. And that leads to one big problem. Sin is right in the way. We can't get close to God. We can't get close to God. We can't be in relationship with God because there's a big block in the way. There's a big barrier in right in the way. On Good Friday, Jesus dealt with that barrier. Jesus dealt with it. Now, what I want you to do, boys, is very, very gently take the strain. You're not pulling, all right? So take the strain. If you just spread out into those gaps behind you, move back. Good lad. I'll come this side. If you just take the strain, let it hang a little bit. Move that way a touch. Good lad. So you can pick it up. Pick that one as well. You need both ropes. Pick that rope. Take the strain. And just pick it up carefully. Lift it up carefully. Okay, let's bring this there a bit closer. Come on, pull it up. Move back. That's it. Keep going. A little bit. That's perfect. Right, on Good Friday, when Jesus died on the cross, his blood was shed for us for one specific reason. It was all part of God's plan. God wanted to deal with the sin that separates us from him. And so when his blood was shed, the idea was that it was to deal with sin. After three, I want you both to pull your ropes backwards. After three, you're going to pull those ropes, okay? One, two, three, pull. On Good Friday, Jesus dealt with sin. And he defeated sin. And he took it out of the equation, which meant that actually, we can now get close to God. So that we can be in relationship with God. Sin is no longer in the way. That's the joy of Easter Sunday. That's the promise and the hope of Easter Sunday, that actually we can be in that relationship, that closeness with God, that there's nothing in the way. Let's pray together. Thank you. But before we do that, let's give the lads a round of applause. Sorry, well done. Thank you. You can take your seats. Good lads. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the truth of Easter. Lord, that we know that you dealt with sin and death, that you rose again, you defeated sin and death. And Lord, because of that, because you have risen, Lord, we know that we can be in that relationship with you right now because you are alive. And Lord, we rejoice that you are alive. We give thanks, Lord, that that means, Father, that you have already won the victory and that we can have hope in you. So draw near to us now, this Easter day, and may we put our hope in you afresh. May we live for you afresh, safe in the knowledge that you have already won the victory for us. Amen.